My first reaction was horror at the fact that so many of the people we interviewed had actually been living in well-constructed houses, not in shanties or in shacks, but in houses. And the reason the houses were demolished was just simply that they had been living in a place which had been set aside as a holding camp some 14 years ago. In the meantime, the local government had given them permission to build houses on those premises and even encouraged them to form building cooperatives so that people helped each other build their houses. And then summarily, these houses were declared illegal structures and were demolished. Those were a large number of the people that we spoke to. That was the story they told. So it was absolutely horrifying. We cannot understand how African leaders can allow this one of their number to do this, and they keep quiet. We just cannot. It's beyond us. There's no logic to it. It seems like just an exercise of power to intimidate the people, make them so poor that they're totally dependent on government, and that in no way will there ever be any resistance to government in the future.